The Techno Funk Boy presents Tales from the Rusty Speeder. Treehouse, Chapter 8.
All right, so downstairs, y'all are hoofing it up. Okay, so y'all, it winds up the tree for a very, very, very long time. It's kind of like that scene in Ghostbusters where everybody's cheering for you downstairs and you're all excited, and then you kind of get into the top and you're like, this was dumb.
Why didn't we take the lift?
Well, the lift's up at the top. I mean, the track is all against the tree, but the lift is not down at the bottom. There's not like a button you'd have to communicate up. All right, so you get to the top, and you reach like the front landing pad, which is kind of more of like a visitor's pad, and you know it's right in front of the big entrance and with the metal doors, and there are two stormtroopers outside who immediately point their guns at you and go, halt!
A sort of like a elbow, like shoulder check, you know, the young Trandoshan. I'm like, you're up, buddy. Like an aside.
All right. And he kind of holds up his hands and he's like, oh, it's me. We have a prisoner. And he's trying to... And so they kind of lower their weapons and they're like, okay, come in. And the other one kind of pushes the buttons on the door, and the door opens. And he says, one of the guards says, well, we don't have a lot of facility for prisoners. What did you want us to transport him or something? And the guy will say, I did a job for the lieutenant a while back, and I was hoping I could cash in a favor for him. And they say, well, the lieutenant's with someone here, but you can definitely wait down here in this office. And he kind of points over to the left side of the hallway, and where there's a big room just right off the hallway. This is the same side of the hallway where you're seeing a closed door with a guard in front of it.
Sure. I say, no, we can wait for him here if that's okay with you.
Oh, that's fine with me. then he'll return to his post, and you are in the in the hallway, inside the facility.
I want to look like it's enough of a we're enough of a concern, this whole situation that just stumbled through the front door, that they need to be keeping an eye on us. Not that they're worried that we're going to do something stupid, but that it's just sort of unusual, you know. I want to draw attention, basically.
Okay, so you're kind of making a lot of noise and.
Yeah, we're rattling around, sort of stomping around, you know, three Trandoshans and a Wookiee prisoner.
So. I'm looking really dejected.
Okay. Well, one of the things you see is coming from the back, the barracks that you know because you have the map, mm-hmm. You see a researcher in a lab coat. Kind of hurrying up the hallway, and he kind of pauses when he sees you and kind of goes wide-eyed, but then he sees that you're not running at him or anything, so he keeps going, but he's hugging the wall as he turns the corner. and he heads down to that end of the hallway where the guard is. Whoever has the best perception, give me a perception roll against two purples.
I think that's still me, unless one of the other Trandoshans has better.
You have two green and a yellow?
Two yellow and a green.
Oh.
Against two purple?
Right.
Success two, advantage one.
What was that?
Success two, advantage one.
Wow, you keep breaking up at the exact same moment.
Sorry. Success two, advantage one.
Great. Okay. So what you see is both the scientist and the guard kind of pull out a key card and swipe on either side of the doorway. And then the door opens and the researcher goes in and the guard, puts away his access card.
Which room is that?
That is the kind of big research corridor on the left of the map.
On the left. Okay.
Right. And so you don't know where Rave is, but he's on the opposite one.
Sure. But we're oriented. Is this the blueprint oriented north, south?
It can be. You want to say it is?
Yeah, let's say that it is, because okay. I'm going to send a datapad message to Rave, I think.
Okay.
And say, check the west research facility.
Okay. So you do so, and we'll jump over to Rave. And so your pad beeps.
Boop.
His wife is laughing again.
I will respond, no sh.
I'm going to respond back. Well, it seems like you went into the wrong one.
You don't know where he is.
Okay.
Oh gosh, that was awesome. Oh man. So while we're in Rave's quadrant of the research facility, is there anything else you would like to do besides drone on with this lieutenant about his new waste disposal system that will eventually go in the Death Star, although neither one of you know it will be. And you kind of wonder, like, why aren't y'all using it here instead of pumping it into the lake? But, you know, it doesn't occur to you right away.
Well, Imperials, you know, they don't care.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Well, I want to make a good show of letting them show me what's going on. And then suggest it's time to check out the paperwork.
The
office's type situation.
Ah, of course, sir. And he will lead you out. And as you get into the hallway, you are going to be greeted by some lounging Trandoshans and a hairless Wookiee who's wearing a Wookiee coat and who is manacled behind his back. And the lieutenant kind of starts at the sight of you, but then it says, Idgu, is that you? And the young Trandoshan is like, Lieutenant, yes. And
Lieutenant, explain, please.
Yes, of course. This Trandoshan, we sometimes, especially when we're low on personnel, the Empire has authorized us to sometimes hire the locals or some bounty hunters to help us with security. And this young man did some very fine work for us not too long ago, just maybe a few months ago. It's quite a surprise to see you here, though. And he's kind of talking to everyone, but he directed that toward Didgu, and he said, "No, go ahead if you want to jump in."
Yeah, so I sort of like, you know, interject, and I'm like, "Oh, I'm his new commanding officer. We it seems you're having some security issues. We've apprehended this Wookiee near your facility on an unrelated mission."
So his eyes suddenly go wide and he kind of side glances toward Rave, and It's like, oh, well, yes, of course. I do appreciate your assistance. We will certainly take over right away. And he pulls up his communicator to summon some stormtroopers.
I put my claw up, you know, my hand up, like to sort of, and you know, it's fine. It's related to one of our missions, but I was hoping to be able to speak with you briefly about this issue in the area.
But of course, I am currently indisposed, but my second in command, who is actually in charge of the security of the base, would be happy to discuss it with you.
I nod my head, like, yeah, that would be agreeable.
All right. So he summons his the second in command, and who comes, and he's kind of a shorter, balding guy who is kind of like walking down the hall casually, and then he realizes Rave is still there, and so he promptly straightens up and salutes again, and y'all he invites y'all into the conference room, and the lieutenant will invite Rave into his office. And so, Pete, the installation of your arm is wrapping up.
Okay. Do I have this guy's name?
No.
Mr. Honorary Mechanic, if I could, I would like have a moment alone with my new arm. Get acquainted once we're finished here.
He's going to be, what would his rank be? Somebody who knows military stuff better than me.
My character does. Oh, that kind.
we need to make up a rank for him.
I would recognize what's on his uniform.
Yes, I would too. But I don't know what the rank of this position would be.
Could he be fairly high ranking or
low?
No, E5. I think that's the lowest.
Okay. His last name is Herlick.
He's an ensign.
Ensign
Herlick. Ensign Herlick.
Would his name be on his tag?
Well, he probably introduced himself at some point.
Okay, then instead of ornery mechanic, is it Ensign Herlick?
Okay.
If he was ornery, I'd say he'd be a bit higher rank. But ornery comes with rank.
When he was ornery, he was speaking with a droid that had no status.
True. Yeah, he's been respectful like since then.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, what are you going to say to him?
That I wanted a moment alone.
With who?
Myself.
And he goes, oh, okay.
It's the stranger.
And he's like, all right, well, I'll about due for a break anyway, so go for it. And he walks out. I probably should have had you do a charm roll for that, but that was just too much fun.
Charm roll on himself. Are there any computer terminals in this park?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to go plug it in.
Okay, so the light on it goes red, which you have been expecting, because you do know that the research computer is not on the network.
Wait, what? Okay, well, if I knew that, then yeah, I wouldn't have plugged in.
But it's still funny.
If I thought I was at the wrong terminal, then
you can access the terminal for other information if you want.
Yeah, I was gonna try to see if I could like gain. Well, actually, let's see. They're separate networks entirely. They're not even.
Yeah, separate networks. So if you pull this up on computer, go ahead and do me a computer roll. Okay. With two purples.
Okay, and what was my computer? Because my battery died. My computer.
Let me see. Computer is one yellow and three greens.
And what's it against?
Two purple.
One advantage, three success.
Nice, nice. Okay, so what you find out is most of the systems in the facility are on the network, including all of the computers in the Eastern research facility. But the one on the Western side is on its own network, and it is everything in that room is on a network, but is a completely detached network from the network that you're on, and the one that kind of connects to the Empire and everything else. And so that one has the one on the east is just kind of is a regular research facility, but the one on the left is considered top secret, and it's under the orders of Krennic himself.
Okay, how quickly can I read?
Like
data.
Like number data. 5 from short circuit, or like a person, or somewhere between?
No, I assume you're very fast.
I'm gonna do, in the console slash tree, and then I'm gonna do the tree command, which shows all the folders and subfolders.
Yeah.
And then as it all flashes by, see if anything's interesting, and if there's nothing interesting, I'll just log out.
Not really, no. It's about waste disposal. Doors, automated door systems.
Like, is this actual new technology that they're making here for me?
It's modifications. They're not making like a new blaster rifle. They're trying to make things more efficient, kind of out of character, just to try to deal with the massive waste disposal of a giant moon, just trying to basically improve things. So nothing that strikes you as anything more than they're just trying to make a more efficient toilet.
Okay, yeah, I'll log out. Look around the room. Anything look expensive? That I can come.
There are
it has to be like super tight.
I'm gonna give you a really hard roll, and if you can make it,
push us closer to the threshold.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is it?
I don't play meta.
So do a perception check against 4 purple.
God, dead. I have 1 green, right?
What's that?
I have 1 green. Is that right?
It's yellow.
Oh, okay. Well, let's clear that.
Oh, dang. If I'd read that, I probably would have made that not as quite as difficult.
Well, he can change it. He hasn't rolled yet.
No, I already said it. It's official. It's in the rules.
It's canon. Oh no!
Oh my goodness!
Oh wow! So
I don't even want to know.
Fuck failure and 3 threats.
What?
Good job.
That's awesome. So you don't find anything
with that,
first of all. But
the eyeballs fall out.
immediately you start hearing the alarm go off.
Welcome to Rabanesta. This is my hunt club, where we take on the most dangerous game in all of Ivalice.
We find Meteo. I've decided on it. That's what we're doing. Okay.
Totally okay with this, but you're going to have to use your life force in order to cast it.
You only have 90 magic points.
Points. It costs 99.
What's that guy's name? Tella?
Tella, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, man, rough story.
F's in chat for Tella.
I see no F's. I guess nobody likes him as much as I do. Wow.
Okay, so there are three effects that the Malbro can have. Mimosa, you are poisoned, blinded, and confused.
Oh, no.
So you do not know who's around you. You do not know where the enemy is.
You think your name is Fran. You think you're holding a bow and arrow. You think you've got some human boyfriend.
I'm pretty sure I hear the forest calling me home.
This is Mont Blanc's Hunters, a Final Fantasy role-playing game using the Genesis system from Fantasy Flight Games. Shall we begin, Cooper?
Immediately, you start hearing the alarm go off.
I said, look, not rummage.
You thought you saw something you could take, and it turned out that it was the alarm.
It was an alarm? Oh, yeah.
So, the ensign comes in, and is like...
My new arm is just going to be like... flailing around erratically.
What is going on here? Hold on. And he starts trying to like tackle your arm. He like grabs hold of it and you're like waving him in the air and you're going, So let's bounce back.
Some good quick thinking, huh?
Oh my god, this is so good. Oh, this is why I like this game. I had almost no plans going into tonight, and I'm so glad I didn't.
Remember at the beginning when I said you didn't have to make it harder, but we would do that ourselves.
Yes. I was spinning today going, could I like add some like event right in the middle of this or something just to lengthen it a little? And I'm like, nah, that'll be fine. So who wants to go first of the other teams?
Oh, man.
No one? We'll jump to the Trandoshans then.
I'll go again.
No, that's fine. So y'all are in the conference room.
Right. Is it going off like station wide? Like, can everyone hear it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. It just like he's okay. He's chatting with y'all about you know, he's wanting to know the details of everything, and all of a sudden that goes off, and he kind of does the look, you know, around the room like everybody does when the alarm goes off. Just in case there's like the monsters in the room itself.
Right. I put my hand out to the other Trandoshans to like not react. I'm okay. Like, you know, sort of like, don't move. And I look at the guys.
I'm gonna do a discipline roll on him. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And I look at the officer. And I say, this could be related to the issue I wanted to talk to you about. Do you have any spare stormtroopers? I say, there's a Wookiee tribe nearby. We probably need to handle this immediately.
Well, yeah, yes, of course. And he pulls out the data pad and it's like, you know... attention all troops, and he kind of looks at you like wide-eyed and says, I'm like, should they go on patrol? Should the TIE fighters be scrambled? You can tell he's never been in this situation before.
Right. I tell him, no need to scramble the fighters, but I need the stormtroopers to meet me underneath this facility on the ground floor immediately. And I'm like getting my gear ready, like picking up my rifle, like grabbing the Wookiee, you know.
Right, okay. All right.
Grabbing some snatch like by the arm, like picking him up, like we're getting out of here quick.
All right,
we need to go.
Everybody meet at the first at the front platform. Stat. And he kinda looks at you like, yeah. And so y'all head out the room. So over over with Rave, the lieutenant has is hearing all this and immediately starts pulling up stuff on the computer. It's like he's like, the warning is in the supply closet. What the? And so he gets up to, he's like, I apologize, Assistant Director. I shall attend to this immediately.
I give him a disproving glare.
And he's like thinking, and he's like, why? I mean, this has been the quietest post in history for months. Why today? Trandoshans, Wookiees, alarms. And so
don't
he.
Don't want to go with him.
He exits, and you exit, and you like see all the stormtroopers running up to the front platform, and he's just like, what is the meaning of this? The alarm is going off in the
occurrence here, Lieutenant.
Of course not, Assistant Director. I do apologize, but I'm getting to the bottom of this right away. But you stormtroopers, the alarm is in the supply closet. What are you doing here? And the second in command's like, the Wookiees are attacking, sir. We've got to go down to the bottom. So anybody want to jump in on that?
I look at the second in command, and I'm like, you talk to him. It's likely a diversionary tactic. Like, we need to go, you know?
Okay, so...
So I'm telling him to talk to his officer, and I'm like, we got to take the stormtroopers. We got to get out of here.
Yes, there's been a breach of security with the Wookiees, sir.
And we're like running out the front door with all the stormtroopers like down the stairs or whatever.
Am I running with you guys?
Yes, you're totally with us.
One of the captured Wookiees.
He's running too.
And I'm wearing this like puppet costume.
All right, so the director's like, I don't understand. And
Lieutenant, see to the Wookiee situation.
Of course. All right, let's go. And he heads out the front as well. The stormtrooper who is guarding the room has stayed though.
Crap. You should say, Ren, you should be like, you should go too.
Are y'all going to say anything to him?
I mean, I can't.
You can't.
Not at the moment. I want to go to the deal with the droid.
Okay, so you're going to go into the the storage area where Pete is?
Yes.
Okay, so Pete, have you stopped like having your arm have a seizure?
Yes.
Okay, so the guy is scanning it and like reattaching things, and it's like, I think I've solved the problem for you, sir.
I walk in, explain.
And he does the double take and then immediately stands at attention and it salutes and he goes, sir, it was just an accident. I crossed a couple of wires when installing this new brand new prototype droid arm on your droid for you, sir. And I have fixed it, but it went a little berserk, and that's what set off the alarm, but it's all fixed now. And then he, like, types on the computer, and the alarm goes off.
Very well. I walk over and inspect the work.
Okay. Move it around super agilely.
They whispered to him, what in the hell are you doing?
I'm not gonna reply to that.
Oh, and by the way, Pete like noticed that like the wires that were crossed were not crossed, and neither did he cross them. He like unplugged them and stared at them a little bit, and then plugged them right back in where they were.
I definitely would have noticed that. especially because I knew there was nothing wrong.
Right? Yes.
Sounds like an internet repair guy.
Did you turn it off? Okay, now turn it off and unplug it for 15 seconds.
I guess my reply to Rave's question would be, it did good work, sir.
And so now the guy's like really excited, like, yes, I'm going to get promoted.
So we'd be going.
Thank you, Enshin.
Hubert, I think.
Herlick.
Ah.
And
I don't care about names.
Yeah, yeah. So no, he doesn't say that. He just says.
I would have said his name, Herlick.
Okay. So he salutes and says, thank you, sir.
I return the salute and walk back out.
Cool. All right. So, Peter, you following?
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all are back out into the hallway, and like now all of the researchers are wandering around with their eyes wide, going, I don't know what's going on. And the one stormtrooper is still standing there.
I'm gonna ask Ray. I'm gonna look to Ray. What's going on?
There seems to be some sort of local wildlife attack.
If I might suggest, sir, wouldn't the safest location in this building be the research facility on the west wing?
Most likely.
Perhaps we should be sequestered there.
All of you researchers, get back to work.
Okay.
All of you.
Let me see.
Except everybody in the West Wing. Go take a bath.
Somewhere else.
All right, so they, you know, they're going to obey, at least go back to their stations. They're probably not going to work, but most of them start heading toward the East Wing, and a couple of them start heading toward the West. Are y'all following them?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to stay with Ray.
What's the rank of the stormtrooper?
The stormtrooper at the end of the hallway gives you a salute.
I return the salute and continue walking on by as if he's not there.
Me too.
Okay.
I'm scared him the entire time.
Okay, he failed his roll, so you just walk right by him. So what you have before you is very much like just like a mirror image of the other room, except it's not nearly as crowded. There are very few people in here, very few stations. In fact, most of the room is just empty space. There are some computers here and there, and there's nothing physically in there. It seems to, you know, just all be essentially computer work.
Are the researchers ranked, or are they like private contractors?
They're private, yeah. I mean, they know that they're supposed to obey you and all.
Who's in charge here?
Sir, yes, I think that would be me. Yes, sir.
Your name, son?
Wow. I did not write down as many names as I should have.
You didn't write out any names.
I did write some names.
Well, use one of them.
I already used them all.
You're going to go up with like a lizard name for a human?
Trollope.
We can hand wave it anyway.
My name is Hans Barrett. Barris, sir. Dr. Hans Barris.
Dr. Barrett, bring me up to speed.
I'm sorry, sir. We report directly to the director.
As do I, son.
We're under strict orders, sir. I'm sorry.
Perhaps I should discuss this with him directly.
Perhaps. If you want to do Oh, what would it be?
Coercion.
Is that intimidation or something?
There's coercion.
Coercion. If you want to do a coercion roll, you can. But he is under like very strict orders on this, and so it would be against four purples.
Skullduggery is like street negotiation type thing?
Skullduggery is... It's like, I mean, it would apply to anything like pickpocketing and theft and stuff, but let me check the full definition just in case.
How about deception? I could go deception.
You can do deception, but there's nothing that...
I am the director.
He is under direct orders on this, and so you would have to shake him from that belief. I mean, from that.
You would have to be more scary than Krennic.
Yeah, I mean, he would have to feel threatened on that.
You know, it would not be good to interrupt the director at this time. You know, who is currently meeting with.
Yeah, yes, of course, sir.
I would rather not get involved in that situation.
Yes, sir.
So why don't we make this easier on all of us? The director gives his orders to me, I give them to you. It's basically the same thing.
I would like to interject so I can make action. Are all the other researchers at their station kind of, we don't want to be involved.
They are, but it's clear they're not working.
But they're totally not looking around, right?
Right, yes.
The guy who Rave is talking, is he looking, like, am I in his line of sight?
You have plenty of access to terminals if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, I want to just, like, you know, plug the thing in.
Yeah, and you would have no problem doing that.
But, like, block it with my body.
Right. And if you notice, it's going green.
Be looking at it.
Okay. But so Rave, if you want to give me a coercion check against 4 purple.
No, I really don't.
So meta.
5 failure and 3 threat, man. You can do it.
Okay, so you're not gonna get the update out of him then.
My goal is basically distract him anyway.
Yeah. And he has been distracted. If either one of you looks toward the thing, you know, it's giving off the rapid flashes that says it's done.
I don't know how long it's going to take. I'm watching the director and the other guy.
Yeah, I would say that Calais gave you an idea of how long it would take, and it's not long. Yeah, it's not. It's seconds. It's not hours.
Oh, okay. If I pass the threshold, then I'll pull it out. Otherwise, I was going to wait until they start turning.
Right. No, I think you know that you're good at this point.
Yeah. Then I would take it.
Okay. All right. So y'all heading out?
I give him a big smile. Congratulations, you have passed the test. The Empire appreciates your loyalty, son.
Oh well, thank you, sir. And he kind of smiles at that too.
Let this be a lesson to the rest of you. He exemplifies what it means to be a good citizen of the Empire.
You notice one of them rolling their eyes.
Kill him.
But he's like super excited. Like Dr. Barris is like, yeah, yeah. And he's kind of looking at everybody else and nodding.
The one that rolls his eyes can... All right, never mind. I guess not.
Wait, what? I didn't know. What did you say?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. So,
I guess it's time to leave.
Okay. So as y'all are heading out, we'll go downstairs where there's a bunch of stormtroopers and some Trandoshans and a tied up Wookiee. What are y'all doing?
So I have a couple of questions. How many stormtroopers are there?
Total, 9.
9, okay.
Rave and I see this?
Well, you know where they went, but you can't, you're not outside.
So we're not there yet.
Are y'all going down, or y'all, I thought y'all were going to take the ship.
I mean, if we don't see it, we don't see it. I just wanted to know if we see it.
No.
Okay.
So, see what?
What's happening downstairs?
It doesn't matter because, I don't. Okay. I am going to. How far have we made it in this time? Because I'm just like running and like I'm leading these guys on a wild goose chase, basically.
Yeah, I mean, y'all made it to the bottom. That took a long time, but you've made it to the bottom.
Okay.
You know, that was that, like, kind of having fun jumping over, and like I'm like kind of too into it. Like to be like a.
have we seen? Well, I'm curious. Where are the speeder bikes that we parked within sight? Like, how far did we? No, they're far away.
Okay. I wouldn't say they're far away, but you didn't park them within sight.
Okay, so I look at the lieutenant and I sort of like grab him forcefully, but like not in a like a threatening way, but like I grab him and I like hold up my data pad and I say, "Lieutenant, we've located. It looks like there is a breach. There appear to be several speeder bikes, in this direction." You know, like, and I sort of give him like a vague coordinates, and I'm like, "You need to take your men and disable those." You know, and like, and I'm kind of like shaking him, you know, the whole thing is kind of hectic and I'm kind of like shaking him, trying to be like, you need to go out there. That's what they came in on. I'm certain of it. You need to go secure those and disable them.
Yes, right away. And they go marching off and, heading in that direction.
Okay.
And so how are you going to get back?
I think we're going to have to have it. I'm going to message, as soon as they're sort of like, we've broken paths, I'm going to message Pete and say, "We've lost the speeder bikes. We're on foot. Please help us."
Man, how much did that just...
We didn't put a deposit there.
Those weren't our speeder bikes, were they?
No, but they were borrowed.
Oh.
I mean, okay. I'm sure going to have something to say about that.
I'm pointing in the wrong direction.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I'm sitting in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I can do that.
I would be crazy if he was spinning it, sending them the speeder bikes.
Yeah,
you're sending them. I thought so too.
No, I'm sending them in the wrong direction. Yeah. I'm trying to like.
So, but just using the speeder bikes as the reason.
Right.
So let's go get on the speeder bikes and head back. Let's contact Pete so that once we break with the then I can go back to my cell.
As soon as they're gone, I take the.
Let's make sure that they got what they need and they can get out of there.
All right. So y'all get the message. Y'all are getting into the TIE fighter. We're wrapping up here. So we'll say that y'all got in the TIE fighter and you're starting to head out. Are y'all responding?
What was the message?
Have you, you know, basically.
Can we go? Do you need us?
Yeah.
We are leaving.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Pete, you work well in tight situation.
I work well in every situation.
Would you be amenable to leaving the rest of these clowns? We could do well together.
For what? What I leave and go do? Clowns. Interesting. Exciting.
Yeah, that's probably true. But then I don't have a bounty on my head. Or not much of one.
Who does?
Oh, it's just speculation.
I close my receiver because I have I close it.
No, you don't.
I'm just kidding. I was sitting like it's in there.
So when y'all get over to the bikes, y'all start heading back, and you've gone several miles when Corku kind of just waves y'all down, and he starts slowing down, he's trying to get y'all's attention.
Why is it Corku? What is it?
Are y'all slowing down with him?
I look at while we're still we haven't slowed down yet. I look over at Kresk and I look back at Corku and I look back at and I look at the other guy. It's not Corku. Wait, no, Corku is our guy.
Yeah.
So Corku slowed down by himself. The other dude didn't slow down.
They're slowing down together.
Okay. So I look at Kresk and then I'm like, what do you want to do? You want to keep going? Like, are they breaking off? Or are they
sort of is there a way for me to wire credits through the data pad?
Ooh, don't text and drive.
You'll have to do a piloting check to do that. No. That, yeah, you can.
Okay. I'll wire him the credits and sort of nod back in his direction and see if he's still trying to get us to stop.
Yeah, he's still waving at you.
Okay, well, I'll look over at Snatch and sort of like cock my head like, I don't know, there could be trouble. Well, let's slow down, but don't let your guard down.
All right, I kind of nod and like get my blaster ready, even though I'm...
Yeah. All right, so we're slowing down a little bit, I guess.
I say we go full speed, but, like a big circle, so we don't have to, like we don't stop. Like, they slow down, like, but we go right to the left and then come back around in the circle.
Momentum. Yeah.
Bye. Although, I guess speeder bikes have plenty of momentum from zero to 100 in like 30 seconds. So, never mind. Yeah, we just slow down.
Corker kind of like, you know, like, holds his hand up like, what are you doing? And he points down to his thing and kind of picks up a disconnected wire that had gotten jostled in the thing. He starts calling out. He's like, I just got to fix this. Just give me a second.
I yell at him. We'll meet you at the rendezvous.
And he shrugs. He kind of rolls his eyes and shrugs and gives you a thumbs up, or the Star Wars equivalent of a thumbs up. I don't know what that is.
The Trandoshan equivalent.
Right, yeah. And
palm air backwards.
So, y'all, I'm guessing y'all are all rendezvousing back with Brattle Tag.
Well, we have to return the TIE Fighter.
Yeah.
Well, I guess technically we don't have to. But I'm assuming we're going to return the TIE Fighter. I suppose that's up to Raid.
Yeah, we should probably return it.
All right.
I'd prefer an Interceptor.
Yeah.
All right. So, as y'all are checking in, Brattle Tag kind of looks and smiles at y'all and it's like, oh, things went well, huh?
Yes.
That was enthusiastic. That's great.
Yeah, things are good, Brattle Tag. Things are good. Be a little better with some spice, though.
I understand. You know, but some fights you don't want to get into.
Definitely. Now let's hit that spice for old time's sake.
Snatch, I don't want to do this. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
You don't like spice anymore?
That droid's got a price on his head, and I need the money. It's nothing personal. And he pulls out his blaster rifle.
Tales from the Rusty Speeder is a Play Well Network podcast. You can watch us interact with us live at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. Support us at patreon.com/technofunkboy, where you get early episodes as well as additional content. Theme song by the Technofunkboy, and thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and additional music used on this channel. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com. Use them in your game.